Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The injury that rocked the NFL and became the huge story yesterday was one to the really the NFL's new big star in Mahomes. And first, it was reported as a knee dislocation. Now, I know from Doc, being spending many years with Doc, that that is a devastating injury, the worst injury you can have. So I'm like thinking that, and then I see that it wasn't. It was a dislocated kneecap, and it's a very different injury than a dislocated knee, completely different. But still, it's an injury. So let's get to Dr. Steve O'Brien and bring him in on Mahomes' injury. Doc, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
All right, Doc, let's start with that. For the folks, give them a little tutorial. Dislocated knee means this. Dislocated kneecap means this.
Okay, the kneecap is that circular bone on top of your knee, and dislocations of the kneecap are very common. They can happen in loose-jointed individuals, with the bottom of the pile on top of Patrick Mahomes last night. It's a very different animal. It will not be career-threatening. It probably won't even be season-threatening. As long as there's no other significant injuries with it, which would be like knocking a tip off or injuring the ACL at the same time or injuring the MCL. When you injure all the ligaments in your knee, the femur and the tibia, the two major bones, they separate. This is a whole different thing. But you're right, the terminology gets confusing. Well, I see this at least once or twice a year, and if a guy's not overly loose-jointed and he just got unlucky to be at the bottom of the pile, if he's not unstable, he'll be back playing in 2 or 3 weeks for sure.
Explain to everybody the definition of dislocated knee, and that which is a devastating injury, but in layman's terms, explain that to them.
Okay, there's four major ligaments that connect the lower bone, the tibia to the top bone, the femur, and if you injure all four of those ligaments, it is a devastating injury which some athletes never come back from. Terry Bridgewater is a good example. Terry Bridgewater dislocated his knee, and unfortunately, although he's doing okay right now, you're never the same runner. A kneecap is just a circular bone going off and coming back on. So it's a very, very different animal. And he probably will be back in 2 or 3 weeks. The thing that I'm not sure of is whether this is the first time he dislocated it or not. Whether it is or is not, this is something that if it becomes problematic during the season, can be fixed after the season. Now, it's his right leg, not the left leg, so I have no trouble pushing off. But this will definitely convert him into a pocket passer. You will not see him making the move that he makes on the run for this year.
Okay, so but you think he's probably 2 or 3 weeks away, right?
Yeah, I've had this where guys come back within 1 to 2 weeks. If they're not overly loose jointed and they just got unlucky, it pops right back in and it's entirely stable. And then they go back to play when they can control their leg. In his case, I think he'll be back probably in 2 weeks.
Have you ever seen a quarterback get hurt on a? Have you ever seen a quarterback get hurt like that on a quarterback sneak?
You know what? Never. And you bring up a great point because it makes me think this isn't the first time he's dislocated this kneecap. Because I looked at the film; it was a very innocuous fall. This was not a major fall or a major twist. So it makes me think this might not have been the first time. And it doesn't change the treatment. You put him in a brace and you bring him back when he feels up to it. He'll be a pocket passer this year, however, and then after the season, it's something that they could always tighten up if they needed to.
All right, so most likely, and he did tweet today, all good, meaning that no other damage. So sounds like he just dislocated the kneecap. So we're looking 2-3 weeks down the road from Mahomes, right? Would he play a brace after that? Doug, would a brace help?
He'll probably play the rest of their career in a light brace, but I'm telling you, for those out there that like the Kansas City Chiefs, he's going to be a very different quarterback. This will not be an on-the-run Patrick Mahomes. This will be a drop-back passer Patrick Mahomes. That's a different animal. That's going to affect the Chiefs' play.
Interesting. Okay. Let me get to Mosley for a second because you talked about him missing all these weeks. He did.
Yeah.
He's coming back Monday night. Would you worry, since he's been out since game one, halftime of game one, do you feel that's enough time where he is adequately healed now?
Absolutely. They played it perfectly. Yeah, they paid homage to the injury. He's a linebacker. He needs to move side to side. and they did a great job in keeping him down. Smart.
All right. So you think he should – do you worry about him re-injuring it, or is he susceptible to re-injuring, or you don't worry about that?
Okay, by virtue of the position he plays, you worry a little bit because it's kind of like a hockey player. It's all side-to-side movement. But, no, after 6 weeks, it's going to be completely healed. They handled it perfectly.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Listen, Doc, thanks very much, because I wanted you to get in this week just to especially do Mahomes, since he's such a big player, and, you know, everyone was, you know, that was buzzing everywhere, his getting hurt, because the first report was a dislocation of the knee, and I'm like, oh, my God, here's a devastating injury to this kid, and now we find out that it's just a dislocated kneecap, which obviously is a very, very different deal. And you're right about Bridgewater. He's not the same player he was.
No, he's not.
He's done okay, but he's not the same player. He's not the same player.
No, it's hard to play with the same confidence. But watch this, though. Mahomes will be a pocket passer. It'll be interesting to see if he can be Patrick Mahomes as a drop-back quarterback.
Very interesting. Thanks, Doc, very much.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.